Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoff, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with a name you're probably all familiar with at eBizQ, James Taylor, who's the CEO of Decision Management Solutions and a leading expert in decision management as well as a passionate advocate of decisioning technologies. James also co-wrote Smart Enough Systems. And I'm also excited to announce that he will be a speaker at the upcoming BPM in Action online conference. It's coming this March 10th. So first of all, James, thank you so much for joining me, I think, on our first podcast together.
Yeah, no problem. It's nice to be here.
So, you know, just let's cover the basics first. What exactly are you going to talk about at the BPM in Action conference?
Well, the topic for my presentation is around BPM and what we call intelligent operations. So this idea, how can you use analytics to make your business processes smarter, essentially. And we've all been watching Watson on Jeopardy, and we're all thinking, gosh, why aren't my information systems as smart as this? And while we can't perhaps all deliver the kind of interaction we get from Watson, some of the underlying principles of analyzing all this data you have and injecting it back into your business processes to make them smarter is certainly within reach for lots of companies. So I'm going to be focused on how you can do that and why that really focuses you on effectiveness of your business processes, not just efficiency.
I'm glad you brought up Watson, because I really did find that fascinating. And I imagine a lot of businesses are sitting there thinking, well, what does this mean for me? So how do you see people using analytics with BPM?
Well, I think one of the challenges right now is that for a lot of folks, when they think about analytics and BPM, they're thinking about analytics about their process. Can I monitor it? How many instances do I have? How fast am I getting through? Where are my bottlenecks? And that's a perfectly valid use of analytics in BPM. But what I'm focused on is a slightly different take on that, which is to say, if you look at your business processes, within that business process, there are key decisions you have to make. And if you asked a person to make those decisions, he or she would go look at data. They'd go read things. They'd run reports. They'd analyze data with little visualizations. They'd figure out what the data told them. And then they'd make a decision. At least you hope they would. Well, so what happens when your business process needs to make those decisions? If you can run straight through, you want it to run without intervention, you want it to support an automated environment. Well, at that point, your system needs to make those decisions. And that is another opportunity to use analytics. Analytics about your customers, analytics about their behavior, analytics about the transactions you have, and inject that analytic insight into the business process to make a better decision. So to route the claims appropriately, to put the right terms onto the loan, to make the right cross-sell offer, whatever that decision is can be enhanced analytically. So it's a sort of almost orthogonal to the process. It's not analytics about the process. It's analytics about your customers and your products and your business injected into your business process to make it run better.
Interesting. And I guess put that way, you can almost say you're only as good as your analytics then. So now, in this decisioning that you cover, what do you see coming up for 2011 and even beyond?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, there's a tremendous amount of energy around analytics, and that's a good thing. There's also a tremendous amount of confusion about analytics. People use the word to mean almost anything. So I think what we will see in 2011 is more of a focus on data mining and predictive analytics. I think those aspects of the analytic technology stack are gaining ground rapidly. And I think you see an awareness on the part of large organizations that they can't just implement a data warehouse and a BI reporting environment and say, we're done with analytics. But these are steps on a path, but there's a lot further to go. So I think we'll see more focus on these more advanced analytic techniques. I think we'll see more organizations, what I call industrializing this, so making it just part of how they do business. And there are a few companies that do this today. They're mostly companies that are run by people who are themselves ex-analytic people, ex-operations research people. And I think we'll start to see that spread to companies where the management team doesn't have an analytic background, but they see the value in analytics and then applying it more systematically through their business. And I think we will see more use of analytics in business process contexts. I think certainly when I talk to folks about business rules, for instance, there's a very strong context now for doing business rules in a business process context, and then furthermore, being very explicit about saying there's a difference between using the rules to improve the process for routing and escalation and taking decision points within that process and really focusing rules on automating those decisions. And once you do that, the opportunity to apply analytics becomes much clearer. So I think we'll see a growth in that in the coming year as well.
Definitely, and it makes a lot of sense. I'm actually really excited to see what you have to say at the BPM in Action show. I think you always have something to say that's worthwhile. This is EbizQ's Peter Show speaking with James Taylor of Decision Management Solutions. Thank you so much for this podcast, James.
Thanks, Peter. It was great talking to you.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.